Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Detroit will receive. Harrison Butker begins his seventh year for the Chiefs. He'll kick it off. Back deep for Detroit, Khalil Dorsey making his kickoff return debut. Deep in the distance, it's Las Vegas. Everyone's sights set. Welcome to the 104th season of the National Football League. It's a touchback. The Lions take over at the 25. Here's their offense.
Full-blown football is here. College started last week. It started last week if you don't own Charter Spectrum for I'm so sorry, but, you know, ESPN is doing their thing. Disney says, no ESPN for you. No football for you. So Florida, you didn't see that game.
Sports Nazi.
Yeah, right. The sports Nazi's in. I think the Alabama game tomorrow is on ESPN. So fingers crossed. I think it's still not on. You text me if I'm wrong. I don't live in Spectrum Zone. But you tell me if that's not back on. And oh man, the fury. I don't get why this seems to keep happening, but there it is. Anyway, the NFL kicked off last night. Lions at the Chiefs. You know, Chiefs, the champions, and the Lions are, well, they're from Detroit. And, you know, look, I grew up in Detroit. I am a Detroit kid. I know you think of me as St. Louis, but that was like my fourth big city. You know, Detroit, Chicago, Champaign's not a big city, but where I went to school. But, you know, I'm Cardinals. I'm a Cardinals fan, okay, but I grew up a Tigers fan. That's why the World Series of the Cardinals and the Tigers was so stressful for me. I'm like, no, go Cardinals. Anyway, so I grew up a Lions fan, but it's been a long time since anybody was willing to say out loud that they were a Lions fan. I certainly haven't been. So I'm watching last night, and, you know, two drives that ended in punts, but then the Lions had the ball, and they're driving.
36, Goff, across St. Brown to the end zone.
First score, they drew first blood.
Score one of the season.
7-0, the first score of the season. Jared Goff looking pretty good, but the Chiefs on the next drive.
From the
with
one,
Patrick
left
Mahomes back in the chair.
Mahomes on the snap. Scanning, open for the touchdown, it's Rice.
So 7-7, and, you know, there's a little bit of back and forth. The Chiefs get ahead, and, of course, the 11th rule of sports is if you're from Detroit, you know, don't get your hopes up, which is kind of, you know, every year. There's a part of me that always wants the Lions to do well. I mean, how many Heisman Trophy winners can go to have careers and that's it in Detroit, right? Well, this game was back and forth, back and forth. The Chiefs were ahead. Halfway through the fourth quarter, they were up 20-14, but the Lions had the ball.
Way down to the drop. Montgomery with some momentum to the end zone for the touchdown. David Montgomery behind the strength of the Lions. The offensive line, an extra point away from the lead for Detroit here in the fourth.
Which they made and kept, and that was the game, 21-20 on NBC last night. So the Lions win. The Lions are now undefeated. Just shh. Say anything. And the Chiefs, reigning Super Bowl champs, right?
Signs of the apocalypse. Where's Bobby?
Exactly right. So I'm not going to get too worked up, and I won't pretend to have been a fan for, but there has always been a part of me that's like, go Lions. Oh. You know, at least it gives you something fun to watch on Thanksgiving. 7:14 on News Radio 92.3. Now, we also have everybody's paying attention to this thing. And we have been, too, of course, for several days now, as Hurricane Lee is just a monster in the Atlantic.
Look at that, a Category 5 hurricane with winds of 160 miles per hour. If you look at the data and the information from the advisory, it suggests that here on this next spot right here, which would be overnight, that it's going to end up with winds of 180 miles per hour. Just a wild strengthening there. I mean, yesterday afternoon, this thing was at 75 miles per hour. That's rapid intensification.
Yeah, it is, Ellen Strom. So it goes from basically a pre-storm, then a tropical storm, to being now a Cat 5. We thought it would get to be a Cat 4, and I thought, I don't know, I'm not a meteorologist, so I'm always going on like what I learned from the charts and past history. But it struck me as if it's going to go that fast to a 4, why wouldn't it get to be a 5? Well, sure enough, here we go. 165 miles an hour wind moving west-northwest at 14 miles an hour. And if you look at just the cone, it encompasses sort of everything from Cuba to Vermont, basically.
it does, yeah.
You know, the possibilities. But if you look at the models, the spaghetti plots, and then you look at the various versions of that, everything has it pushing straight north soon. And, you know, in fact, what's going to push it north is also going to make it slow down a little bit, down to a Category 4. This is what Alan Strom said about that last night.
The National Hurricane Center, though, saying that with the area of high pressure to the north that's steering it in this direction, that it's going to slow down because there'll be a weakening in that ridge of high pressure here. So that'll slow things down. And that's where they're having some uncertainty as to where it is going to end up. So basically, the Hurricane Center is saying, hold on. You know, maybe you've been looking at some models that swing it back around. Hopefully that ends up being the case. But they're saying, just wait. We got to wait and see what happens when this slows down. You know how these things go. It's the weather. So things can change.
But again, nobody is expecting it to come towards Florida eventually. I mean, it's going to turn or expecting it and certainly not to affect us. Yes, there is a sort of always an outlier. There's always a chance. We always say that, and that's important. Always be prepared. But nobody's expecting this to affect us. And maybe the East Coast, some to moderate to maybe no effects. We'll just have to wait and see. Oh, this is my favorite comment of the day. Somebody said, because I was talking about the Lions, it said, hey, fun fact, President John F. Kennedy has only missed one Detroit Lions playoff victory. Oh, it's just, you're not wrong. But
that's nice.
Did you have to say it out loud? All right, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Good news is we're not showing really any slowdowns this morning. There's an accident. The one that we're seeing is Mobile Highway and Shoemaker Street, but not showing a roadblock this morning. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you're looking for that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to buy almost new cars. I say that on purpose because I know we always say the used car dealership, but I don't know, people have this idea. I know I do too, kind of like the used car dealership is that place where, you know, right before cars go to the trash heap, they go to the used car dealership. They go to there just before they're ready to die, right? And, you know, 10 or 15-year-old cars that are barely running, and that's not Frontier is almost new cars, and instead of just being, you know, sort of one manufacturer like a dealership would be, it's got all of these different manufacturers, all these different makes and models, about 300 cars and trucks on the lot, cars that are a year, two, maybe 3 years old, low miles, great condition. I mean, our Odyssey that we bought there, that had come back from a lease down in Orlando. The dealership couldn't sell it. I have no idea why, because they're like so scarce and in demand that people, I don't know how they didn't sell it. Okay, but they went to auction, you know, and Frontier went to Orlando. They bought it. We bought it, and we're super happy. We got a 12,000-mile car, a year old, and basically the only thing that's not new in it is the used car, or is the new car smell. That's it. So those are the kind of cars they specialize in, and that's why Dave Ramsey recommends them, why I recommend them. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
We interrupt the normal Strength for Life program schedule for an important message from the teen program at Northstone Baptist Church. School is back in session, but according to the calendar, it's still summer. With this in mind, Northstone is hosting a water activity this Saturday, September 9th, so teens from 7th graders to seniors can celebrate the end of summer in style. The activity is from noon to 2:30 on Northstone Baptist Church's 11 acres. We'll play a variety of slip and slide games on 3,000 square feet of tarp, and we'll feed everybody for free. Northstone Baptist Church is located in Northwest Pensacola near the intersection of Pine Forest and Nine Mile. The activity is open to everyone from 7th to 12th grade. Come join us this Saturday from noon to 2:30 at Northstone Baptist Church. For more information about the church, visit northstonebaptist.org. To learn more about our weekly Strength for Life programs, videos, and other media, visit strengthforlife.church or our YouTube channel, Strength for Life Pensacola.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Work, kids, finances. Your life has lots of moving parts. Let Gulf Winds help you keep them all moving forward. Our free digital banking tools make it easy for busy bill payers to manage the day-to-day. Our simple applications and low loan rates get mommy chauffeurs on the road fast. And our free accounts and low fees put extra cash in pockets so weekend warriors can have a splash more fun. We're here for you and everyone living life to the fullest. How can we move you forward? See all the ways at gogulfwinds.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Texted in here and says, you know, historically, the hurricane you got to watch is the one that nobody says you have to watch, like the one that nobody expects. And I know, Sally, Ivan, I get it. I do. And so that's why I'm always torn, okay? I'm not a native Floridian. I'm not a native to the hurricane thing. And I certainly don't want to pretend to be a meteorologist. But going by what I see and have learned over the time. But yeah, that's why I always feel like everything you say about hurricanes has to come with that one asterisk. You know, like, here's what's going to happen. But
yeah, you ask anyone. Yeah.
Right.
No lie.
All right. Thanks so much for that text. I appreciate it. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He always joins us on a Friday. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. How are you looking this weekend? It's past Labor Day. It's past the big rush. What's the status of the beaches going to be today?
It looks like a beautiful, flat, and calm today. Well, we had great weather yesterday, the start of the day. We had thunderstorms coming in the afternoon. So they might come in the afternoon, but right now we're going to be starting out with, we have a yellow flag post, but once the lifeguards come on duty at 9:30, we'll be changing it to green. And we look forward to green flags for Saturday also.
They got hail in Milton yesterday. Did you get hail on the beach yesterday?
Oh, no, but we could certainly see that storm from the beach. You know, we were looking north, and we thought, we wonder if that's going to stretch down our way. But fortunately, it didn't. And we had, you know, it was a nice day on the beach. It was beautiful to be out there yesterday. And a lot of the people are still coming out. You know, Labor Day's come and gone, but people are still coming to the beach, and we've got lifeguards in the towers till the middle of October.
And you do have a change schedule after Labor Day. Is that right?
Oh, most definitely. Before Labor Day, once the schools start, you know, I've got 15 in local high schools and 15 in local universities, and some people have used up their allotment of hours. They're capped at 1,400 hours, so I've got some people that can't work after 1,400 hours because their seasonal appointment is over. But we're looking forward to 2024. We've got the test set up through UWF for the December 9th and the 16th, two Saturdays, so we're working on scheduling another swim run test, and we start our hiring process all over again in just a few short months.
I know that to some degree every year is a little bit of stressful because, you know, how many lifeguards do you need? How many will you get? What's the combination of their availability and the limitations on them, like you mentioned, and that they cannot drive the truck if they're under 21, as you mentioned to us last week, which I thought was fascinating and didn't know. What's your kind of stress level about staffing going into next year at this point, if that's even a reasonable thing to ask this early?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a good question because we've looked at the people that have gone out of town to school, and some of them are on scholarships to swim, and And we don't know if it's kind of doubtful if they're going to be coming back. The farthest lifeguard I have, he goes to school at University of Colorado Boulder. So that's the most distant lifeguard we have. He's gone out of town to school, and so he's worked for us for several years, and he's we just hope that he returns next summer.
Wow. Well, I mean, you know, every year it's a challenge, but like you said, you got tryouts coming out in December, and I know we'll mention that again when we get a little bit closer to it. Dave, thank you so much, as always, for the time. Thank you for the encouragement. I think, by the way, I remember, did we have a near drowning on Monday, a child maybe this past Monday? Does that seem right to you?
Yeah, suffered a seizure in the water and was transported to a local hospital. So that happened Monday. We had that happened Saturday.
Saturday, okay.
Saturday was wet and rainy. Our weekend began wet and rainy, but then Sunday it got sunny, and so we had a nice sunny Labor Day out there. We're happy about that. But just adding to the to hiring lifeguards, I get emails a lot of times from people that said, "Hey, I lifeguarded here. I'm down in Pensacola for flight trainer. And I'm down in Pensacola for the university. I've lifeguarded in Maryland, or I lifeguarded in the East Coast of Florida. Are you guys hiring?" And it's not that simple. We just, don't hire. We have to go through a hiring process. They have to test. They have to swim. They have to run. And then we give them pre-service training, up to 80 hours of training, surf, rescue, and medical first responder training. So it requires a lot of effort, and especially, hats off to the high school kids that we do hire.
Yeah.
Because they go to school Monday through Friday, and on the weekends in the wintertime or spring, Saturdays and Sundays are spent all day with us.
Well, I've got to imagine that just as the average vacationer coming to the Gulf doesn't understand the difference between a swimming pool and the Gulf necessarily, there may be some lifeguards who they lifeguarded at a pool or maybe a fairly calm beach, and they think, I can do this, and there's a process and there's a standard for reasons, because it is a whole different ballgame, and I appreciate that you guys understand that. Dave Greenwood, he is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. As always, Dave, thank you for the good information and for keeping us safe at the beach. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend. Look forward to talking to you next Friday.
Absolutely. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Taking a look around. Good news is we're not showing the slowdowns or delays. There's one accident reported so far this morning, Mobile Highway and Shoemaker Street, but it doesn't look like a roadblock, and it's like in a subdivision anyway. So you shouldn't have any problems, I guess, getting around it. 29 accident free down to the split at Pace Palafox. I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Steve Taylor's in the newsroom. By the way, Steve, thank you for filling in for David all this week. I know today is kind of the last day doing that, so I appreciate you bringing the band back together like it was once upon a time.
Yes. Well, I enjoy being here. Well, a special grand jury is the grand jury is related to the former President Trump's Georgia election interference case. They're due to release basically the report today. It's expected to shed more light on the investigation into the alleged efforts by Trump and 18 others to overturn the state's 2020 election results. A judge plans to release that report basically in about an hour and a half. About 2 in 3 Democrat voters say they'd rather see a different nominee than President Biden. That's according to a new CNN poll that says 67% of left-leaning voters would like the party to nominate somebody other than Biden. That's up from 54% who said the same thing back in March. A Louisiana company is patenting the world's first liquor-based hot sauce. What can go wrong with that? Swamp Dragon Hot Sauces has a new concept that replaces the vinegar in hot sauce with basically booze. Owner Matt Beeson says due to there being no vinegar in his sauces, they can be used for a wider variety of food offerings, including desserts. Beeson says Swamp Dragon sauces are 20% alcohol and has been approved for all ages by the U.S. Alcohol and Tobacco
40 Tax. 40-proof hot sauce?
It's 20%.
No, yeah, that's 40-proof.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You had my attention. What could go wrong?
Well, he adds that now, since that is being launched, they're continuing to work on further liquor-based hot sauces such as bourbon, rum, and tequila.
Yeah, I was just going to say, back in the day, wouldn't you put Tabasco and tequila was a shot, I think.
Yes, it was.
I don't drink tequila at all. So, but, now you don't even need the tequila.
No.
It's already in there. All right, Steve, thanks so much for the update. 729 News Radio 92.3. This is interesting. The mugshot for Trump that went on the t-shirts and everything and went all over the memes on social media. If you haven't seen different versions of that picture, I guess you're not on social media, which is fine. But, you know, he raised like $7 million from the merchandise using that picture. He might not own the copyright.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
And therefore, reproducing it and or selling it might have violated, I say might because I'm not a copyright lawyer, might have violated U.S. copyright laws. And, I mean, I wonder what would be the remedy there. Would they indict him again?
I mean, what are they going
to
do?
It seems to be the, you know, we're looking for the cool dozen pack, like the 12 days of Trump indictments is kind of what we're looking for eventually. So,
everybody has indictment fatigue.
Yeah,
like,
no kidding. It just, you know,
Donald.
Pick the winner. pick the winner of the charges and go with that one and see if you can make that case. Oh, you tried that already. Okay. Well, anyway. 7:30 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up next, we have Kate Meehan. We'll talk about pop culture. Steve, what do you have coming up on your agenda, sir?
Well, Escambia County Commissioners voted in favor of placing a new ordinance on county waterways. We'll talk about that in about a minute and a half.
I'm CJ Papa. Air Force One carrying President Biden to the G20 summit in India will touch down soon in New Delhi. Hurricane Lee, a monster.
Not often that you see a Category 5 like this in the Atlantic. Probably one of the most intense hurricanes that we have seen.
Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean. It is expected to pass safely north of the Caribbean islands, but winds could reach 180 miles per hour at some point today. King Charles honoring his mom, Queen Elizabeth, on the first anniversary of her death, recalling her devotion and her service to the nation while in London's Hyde Park. A cannon salute on his accession day. Elizabeth died at 96 at Balmoral Castle, her Scottish summer retreat after a 70-year reign. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning and happy Friday. It's 7:31, 75 degrees, partly sunny in Pensacola. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. A cantonment man's accused of calling a woman multiple times over 4 days from inside the county jail in violation of a restraining order and leading a deputy on a short, low-speed chase. NorthEscambia.com reports that 56-year-old Curtis Keith Moore was charged with possession of meth, fleeing and eluding law enforcement officers with lights and siren activated, and violating a domestic violence injunction. Back in August, he allegedly repeatedly violated the injunction by calling the victim multiple times from the Escambia County Jail after he was booked for previously violating the injunction. Recently, a deputy attempted to stop Morris driving a Ford F-150 without a tag. He allegedly fled from the pursuing deputy at about 20 miles an hour before pulling into his driveway. Deputies located a substance that field tested positive for meth in the truck, and he remains in the Escambia County Jail without bond after his bond was revoked in a previous case. Escambia County Commissioners voted in favor of placing a new ordinance on county waterways. During last night's commission meeting, commissioners voted to put an ordinance in place for floating structures, especially one that some boaters call a floating tenement. That's a hazard in the bayou right now.
And it has drifted once again about 300 feet overnight and is threatening an anchored vessel.
Escambia County Marine Resources Manager Robert Turpin told Channel 3 News,
"This ordinance is really intended to handle the floating structures that can jeopardize public safety and the environmental integrity of the waterways, as well as maritime property."
The ordinance would keep these structures from anchoring or mooring in the water, but it would not impact regulated houseboats or actual vessels. The man accused of fatally shooting Okaloosa Sheriff Corporal Ray Hamilton on Christmas Eve is now facing new charges in Santa Rosa County. According to Channel 3, Timothy Price Williams is charged with condition release violation and probation violation. The sheriff's office says Price Williams violated his probation with the murder charge last December. The Santa Rosa County charges stem from a DUI and resisting arrest case from December of 2021. Hurricane Lee is now a Category 5 storm. The National Hurricane Center says rip currents and hazardous surf will spread across the northern Caribbean today and begin affecting the mainland U.S. by Sunday. Lee, which has been in the Atlantic Ocean, is packing maximum sustained winds roughly about 165 miles an hour, and it's expected to remain powerful well into next week. Let's check our forecast. forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first warning weather update. Beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies. Temperatures will be warming up into the low 90s for highs. Overnight tonight, big drop in temperatures. We will be in the mid to upper 60s inland. Along the coast could still see some upper 60s. As you go into Saturday afternoon, we will be warming back up into the 90s. Small chance of rain each and every day, but mostly sunny for most of us. As you go into Saturday night, temperatures dropping into the low 70s. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, let's check in with Candy Cullinson for traffic on the fives.
Good news is, and again, not showing any slowdowns or delays. The one accident is in a subdivision. That's the only one I'm showing right now, Mobile Highway and Shoemaker Street. Not quite a subdivision, but way off the road and not a roadblock either. Taking a look at Garcon Point and Avalon, not showing any slowdowns there. And 90 clear from Milton into Pace into Pensacola. If you see an accident or slowdown, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Yeah. Right now, 75 in Pensacola, 76 degrees in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton at 735. The next news is at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Disney has amended its federal lawsuit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to focus solely on its First Amendment claim that the governor politically retaliated against the company. Disney last week had asked to drop its other claims in the case, which concerned a dispute over Disney World's development contracts, because they're being actively pursued in a separate state-level lawsuit in Florida. The revision drops four claims Disney had previously presented in this case. Google says it's changing its political content policy to require that campaigns disclose any use of artificial intelligence and ads ahead of the 2024 election cycle. The policy applies to image, video, and audio content. Tesla will bring its charging capabilities to Hilton properties across North America. Tesla will install some 20,000 chargers at 2,000 hotels across the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a slightly lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale, this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
There is nothing better than being in your 30s, still being hot, maybe having a little bit of your own money, figuring out what you want to do with your life, everything, and having tried that married fantasy and realizing that it's maybe not all it's cracked up to be, and then you've got your whole life still ahead of you. So for all of those people who are stressed or feeling stressed about that, about being divorced, like it's good. Congratulations.
It's chic to be divorced, says Emily Ratajkowski, noted philosopher and marriage counselor extraordinaire. 7:39 on News Radio 92.3. Kate Meehan is our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net. Did I properly summarize M. Rata's qualifications?
I love the qualifications. Love them.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great to be young and hot and rich and, you know, divorce is great. I mean, this is fantastic. But, you know, she does hit on something. I've been reading more articles recently about how, you know, younger kids, kids that are of marrying age are delaying and or foregoing entirely marriage. They don't think they need it. They don't think they have to. They can make kids anyway or not make kids at all. And, you know, there is, I hate to say it, she may be onto like the zeitgeist, even if it's an awful bit of advice to give people, right?
Well, I think what it is that if you read her words in print, she makes more sense. Because she very simply says, in print, look, if you are trapped in a bad situation that is not healthy for you or your children, it really is okay to walk away from that, to have a better life and to have more stability, which is true. I mean, you don't want to see anybody stuck in a horrific situation. And young people who get married too young often don't choose the best people for themselves because they haven't fully evolved themselves either. You know, so the logic there, I get it. But when you put it in video and you have her there, she just blows up the point completely. But there is something to it. You know, there definitely is something to it. And I think younger generations have seen marriages and even in their own homes, they've seen things implode so badly that they are more gun shy, which I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. I think maybe in a lot of cases it makes people wait until later to get married, which I don't think is a bad thing. I support that completely. You know, grow up, figure yourself out, get yourself stable financially before you're creating the whole family thing. I think there is something to be said for that. And I know my kids' generation is very much like that, where they don't want any part of that until they're in their 30s, which I think is healthier.
All right, you and I don't fight a lot. You and I don't fight a lot. But I'm gonna fight with you just a little bit. So my view is actually that the last thing that somebody needs as preparation for marriage is a really good solid dose of how fun it is to live by yourself. Because it is fun to live by yourself.
I agree completely. I agree with you completely.
Actually prefer people to get married pretty young. You know, make the babies, get all that out and done, and you can enjoy your midlife. You know, you've got money at that point. And, you know, as long as you can manage to make it work, which, you know, it's more about making it work than about finding the sort of the right one or whatever. No, but I think a lot of people, they learn to enjoy singleness so much that marriage winds up being that, well, man, I remember how much fun singleness was. Well, yeah, in a world that permits everything, it can be more fun in that sense. But is it more good for you, more good for the kids, more good for the marriage? That's where I disagree.
I don't think we disagree. I really don't think we disagree. Yeah, not at all. Because I think if you're in it, then you have to figure it out together, mm-hmm. regardless of the age. You know, and my standpoint is simply, as a woman, because I think women are a little bit different. You know, what you are at 24 is really not what you're going to be at 28. So be smarter. Because men grow up later sometimes. And so women have a habit of falling into seeing what could be, you know. We see the potential and want to make it real. And sometimes that potential never really evolves.
He's a fixer-upper.
And that's a mistake you make. Yeah. Well, we don't want broken ones.
But to a certain degree, men are fixer-uppers, you know. And, of course, the problem is then you fixer-upper him, and then, you know, he decides to go take the new version to another market, which is that's absolutely a problem. Other stuff that's going on this week I want to talk about. Rolling Stones have a new album. Well, they have a song and a new album's coming, I guess, right? And the video is, you know, hot chick dancing in the Mercedes convertible going down the street advertising Star Leather Chaps and Rolling Stones old albums, right?
Well, yeah, what would you expect?
Nothing other than this.
Yeah. it's almost refreshing because somebody out there is true to who they are.
Yeah,
and it's
that's
their
true.
First new album in 18 years, and they're giving us exactly what they would expect. But yeah, it's the first time out in 18 years. They were smart enough. They pulled in, I think it's Lady Gaga and Stevie Wonder and a couple other people to do guest appearances on the album.
Oh, yeah,
with
that's
them.
Right. Yeah.
So they pulled in some, yeah, they pulled in some popular current artists to kind of appeal to that younger generation, with Gaga at least. And it's a surprise. Charlie Watts is on there. He passed away in 2021. But he is also very much a part of the new album. So Stones fans are eternal, and they're really excited about this. And it's nice to get an older group to put something new out that actually sounds good. Because their first single is good.
It is. I agree. I like it. You listen to it, you're like, that's Rolling Stones. Takes about 3 seconds, and you know that's a Stones song. What? Okay, you and I have talked a little bit over the year or two about Danny Masterson. The conviction is for awful behavior. At the same time, 30 years, my sense from people's reaction is, ooh, that's a lot. What do you think of this outcome?
I was surprised. But at the same time, that is the minimum that he was looking at based on the charges.
Yeah.
Because these acts were, I don't know, should we say allegedly? So I don't know if we should say
I mean, he's convicted. They're not allegations, but, right? They're convictions.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, right? But the details... He was extremely violent. So if it was anybody else off the street that was convicted of these extremely violent incidents, this is what they would be facing. And so the judge threw the book at him and gave him the sentencing that any other man off the street would have gotten.
And drugging and cover-up and the Church of Scientology drawn into all of this, right? You know, one sort of just byproduct question I have is, when Bill Cosby was alleged and then charged and then convicted and all of the stuff that went with that, you no longer see any Cosby things on, like, your cable service, okay? I think you can still find 70 Show stuff, but is there a disparity there? Do you think 70 Show goes off of the availability because of this?
I don't know. I wonder if it will. I kind of think it won't because... It was more of an ensemble, and he was never painted as America's dad.
Yeah,
he was
that's
never
true.
Painted
that's true.
As this moralistic character. So I think if it doesn't, that's probably why. It's weird. I don't have the expectation that they're going to shelve that series. I don't think they're going to promote it, but I think you'll be able to still find it and watch it.
I almost wonder if there's kind of the backlash against the Cosbying of the Cosby Show, like, because people still love the show, even if they, you know, have very conflicted feelings about the perpetrator. And, you know, we've seen Kevin Spacey movies are still available despite, you know, right? That's not something that, even though he had to leave House of Cards. Hey, hang on for just a second, Kate, because I had one other thing I wanted to ask you about, maybe two. Let's get Candy here with Traffic on the Fives.
Come on, I'm listening to Kate. Okay.
Working on it.
I know. All right. This is brought to you by David's Catfish House. Dogwood Drive in Milton and on New Warrington in Pensacola. Dog Track Road clear. No issues on Blue Angel Parkway either. Gulf Beach Highway also not showing any delays. And the same Burgess and Olive also clear. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Kate Meehan of Pop Culture Editor at DailyBoom.net. Okay. So I have not followed this story, so I really don't know the answer. Joe Jonas, the singer, and Sophie Turner, the actress, are getting divorced, but based on a Ring doorbell video, that's everything I know. You tell me what's going on here.
They've been married for 4 years. They have two little kids. They have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. And apparently the Ring camera was the final straw. They've been having issues for about 6 months. She's a party girl, and he likes to stay home. He's dad. And he's also out on the road now with the Jonas Brothers. And he has had the kids with him while party girl wife has been doing whatever.
Oh, on the tour? Wow. Okay.
The kids. Yeah, he brought the kids on the road and she's not been there, which kind of says a lot, you know, as from the mother's standpoint. It's like, I just kind of saw that and went, wow. So anyway, the Ring camera was the final straw. He caught her on camera with. They've not given up details, but I think we can all kind of draw the conclusion that there must have been somebody else involved there, too. So he filed for divorce this week, and he's looking for custody of the kids. And he's been seeing out this week, out to, you know, taking the kids out to dinner and stuff like that. So he's on the road, but he's very hands-on with his two little kids.
Okay, well, that's the rest of the story. That's what I was kind of curious about. Last thing, and this is just kind of interesting. I have missed this, but it's the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, and the Grammy Museum is doing this big old, I don't know, display area celebration thing. Is it that big of a deal?
I'm so disappointed in you. What rock have you been under?
I know. And we play all kinds of I call it classic rap on our show. I mean, you know, throwback rap, old school rap,
yeah.
Whatever. So yeah, for some, I guess I don't want to admit that it could be that rap is 50 years old. That's what I want to not admit.
That's what it is. The Sugar Hill Gang is side eyeing you there right now because they deserve to be celebrated. They deserve it. But it's been the whole summer long, there's been a lot of celebrations.
Okay.
From like BET and just all kinds of things because it's a big deal. So the Grammys finally jumped on board and they have an exhibit coming, which, oh my gosh, features the coolest things. They've got Tupac's handwritten essays. They've got stuff from Run DMC. There's so much stuff in this thing. And the exhibit starts in October and it runs until next September. So not only are they celebrating it, but they're giving them a year for people to be able to come and see this exhibit, which I think is pretty cool. But yeah, it's been a big deal. You got to get out more. You really do.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I think my favorite thing you've ever said to me is that the Sugar Hill Gang is side-eyeing me. I'll take it.
I second that.
Kate Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net. Thanks, Kate. I super appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
7:50 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, side-eyed. If you are having any kind of issue with the plumbing, leak, drip, weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet, the water pressure is bad, the water temperature is not good, Barbary Plumbing, they will take care of you. 477-8782. It's by the job, not by the hour. And so you know what the price is going to be before they do the work. No questions, no surprises. Barbary Plumbing, 477-8782.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in Monday morning at 9 as ProHealth will be the guest and be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and the cost of healthcare. That's this Monday morning at 9 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Daddy, I do not want a boat like this.
about a band that just screams 90s, right?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. We've been on a replacements kick at the house.
Oh, have you? Yeah. Okay, all right. I wonder if Veruca Salt was talking about the floating tenement that Escambia County took action on last night, if that's what... Daddy, I do not want a boat like
that. She doesn't
like
want a boat like that.
7:54, News Radio 92.3. Steve, you sail. You have a really nice, you sail and you get
gorgeous
a good boat.
Yeah.
You sail by this thing all the time, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's fascinating that they had to make this ordinance for like one structure, right?
Right, yeah. It's basically, it's moved around the bayou quite a bit. Like, I'll motor by on the way out to Pensacola Bay and it's over on the right side. I'll motor by out there the following weekend. It's over on the left side. It's kind of drifting around.
As long as it's not in the middle.
Yeah, well, that's in the middle of the channel. Although when Skanska was moving the barges back and forth, if it was in the middle, it would be no more.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
What's going on in the newsroom this morning?
Well, Hurricane Lee's now a Category 5 storm, and the National Hurricane Center says rip currents and hazardous surf is spreading across the northern Caribbean and will begin to affect the mainland U.S. by Sunday. Its wind speeds are about 165 miles an hour, and it could go up to 180 miles an hour, they're predicting. Spaghetti models mostly say it's going to be curving to the north, we hope.
Yeah, Kate's in New Jersey. We were talking about it off the air, and I'm like, well, good for us, not for you.
Yeah,
so,
right. Yeah. And I've got something here to celebrate. Yes, celebrate tonight, because after the hottest August on record with lows about 80 degrees every morning and lots of humidity, it's going to drop way down to the upper 60s inland tonight. Yeah, better bundle up. Light that fireplace.
Yeah, light a fire. Put on a sweater and long pants.
Yeah, right. But along the coast, it'll go down to about 71 degrees, which is a lot cooler than it's been anyway.
Finally.
That's so nice.
My wife and I, when we take our walk every night, I'm like, you know, we get to about three quarters of the way done with it.
Yeah.
I'm like, give me the squeegee. I got to clean myself off. Like, it's just ugh. And then last night was the first time, like, no, this isn't too bad. She's like, almost, dear, we're getting there. So hopefully. Steve, thanks for the update. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And again, not showing any slowdowns or delays. I-10 east westbound clear, no issues with any on or off ramps. I-110 north and south traveling at posted speeds as well. 437-1620, text in your traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home and, you know, just kind of literally thinking about it, like you're not sure, you just want some input, want some good wise counsel or advice, that's why you want to call Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. And I know that, you know, I say her name a lot and I kind of throw in the "and her team," but the "and her team" part is important because she's got some really good folks that works with her, that work with her, that she has mentored, that she has selected, that kind of have her same, you know, the way she thinks, the way she feels, like, you know, all of that stuff going for them. This is off of their website, the Leavenrinke Realty website. Review by Kelly says, "Dylan Smith with the Leavenworth team is by far the greatest realtor I've ever had. He not only helped me get my home, but he helped me understand the whole process of becoming a homeowner along the way. Every time I called him, he was available to me, and if he was busy, he'd let me know immediately that he would get back to me as soon as possible, and he did just that. I really don't know when this man even gets to sleep since he seems to be so dedicated to his work. Dylan treated me like I was his own family while helping me find my forever home, and I truly couldn't be more grateful. If you want a realtor with excellent care and communication skills, Dylan is your guy." Again, from Kelly. And so remember, it is a team of people that are going to help you, but all led, mentored, and, you know, sort of shaped in the model that Christina Leavenworth puts out there. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. 757 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, did you see the geniuses at the U.S. Open that were protesting the consumption of fossil fuels? And their solution was to stand up and protest in the middle of Coco Gauff's game. And then one dude super glued his feet to the stadium floor, the, like, stands barefoot.
Oh, wouldn't I? Yeah. Wow.
Don't say it.
I know.
Don't say just. So what I genuinely don't understand about these, what's the gentle term I want? Nitwits. What I don't understand is, who do they think they're persuading? Like,
they're trying to show that they're super passionate about it.
Well, so they don't care to actually make a difference. They only care to feel like they've tried real hard to be, like, light terrorists? I mean, this is bizarre behavior, and nobody looks at that and thinks, man, I am wrong. I'm with the super glue feet people. Like, it's just bizarre to me. It's the same thing. I've always said this one. You know, if you want to protest some whatever it is, social injustice or anything else, make your protest make sense. Make it appealing. If you lay down on the interstate and block traffic, there's nobody caught up in that that thinks, no, you guys are right, I'm with you. Nobody sees it on TV and thinks, oh man, you guys are so right. And nobody looks at some nitwit super gluing his feet to the stadium at the U.S. Open in protest of fossil fuels and thinks, "You're right, I gotta go solar now. That makes so much sense, you're a genius."